Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth. Thank you, as always, for joining us tonight. We are going to review a film titled Raising Zoe. It's a documentary. It is playing at Outfest in Los Angeles this weekend at 3 p.m. on July 10th at the Red Cat Theater. It is in documentary feature competition. This review is going to be mixed with my thoughts on the film and some personal anecdotes about society and an experience that I've never really shared with anyone outside of close friends or family members that knew me. Of course, right now we have to continue to dedicate peace to Orlando. It's a human issue. And bear with me as I keep myself together when I was watching this film. First of all, it's a great film. I really suggest it. I know sometimes festival goers get a little bit frustrated if the production value isn't, $100 million budget, but this was obviously made with a camera, love, and a strong spirit, and that's really all you need to make a good film. That's what any of the big ones will tell you. That's what any indies who succeeded will tell you, that it is not about the money in the wallet of the producer. So Raising Zoe is an LGBTQ film, and I feel kind of uninformed because I didn't know why, when I was in high school 20 years ago, it was LGB, and then it became LGBT, LGBTQ now. And I didn't want to Google this because to me, Google is like the packaged baloney. It's not really regulated. I could start a site and tell the history of LGBTQ and somebody might believe it. So I had tried to find a mentor, and unfortunately he was barely unavailable. There were some scheduling conflicts. Who was there in the 70s, who had seen Harvey Milk talk, who's met Khalib Jones, who started the AIDS quilt, who has seen riots and police beating LGBTQ people for who they are. And this film celebrates the spirit and peace behind being who you are. I was going to say that's what's important. I was not saying what you are, who you are. And I think that all of us, that's the great journey of life, right? I mean, it's cliche to say we're all wondering who we are. We know we're a part of our grandparents. We know we're part of our dad. We have to travel to certain towns to kind of understand why our grandpa is who he was. But this was about more than that. And what I want to share is that, one of the greatest blessings I was ever given in my life was my junior year. And again, this was obviously before gay marriage. This was obviously when you couldn't find five people that accepted gay people. My friend who is gay says that gay people use the word faggot. I don't like using it. I'm just saying it as a preference or as a piece of information. But I used to always get told these gay jokes in high school. And I said, you know what? I'm just not into that joke. And I would have guys ask me if I was gay and I got D's in school because I was trying to talk to every girl that walked by. So, not that I would care if I was gay, but my junior year, my option to stay in the school I was in was to live with some family friends, and they were two gay men. And I can honestly say if you were to give me a year in high school of watching heterosexual people, they fought more, the heterosexual people. They broke up more. many of these couples that I would meet through these two gay men, I'm sorry that I'm saying gay men, I cannot stand that society has conditioned me to do that. 25 years they'd been together. They were one of the first couples to go to Supreme Court and discuss gay marriage. And I'm not getting off the topic here because this film is about humanity. And I, for one, am just tired of all the labels, all the judgments. I mean, the day the Supreme Court made gay marriage legal, the next day they had to bring up that Lyndon Johnson had an expiration date on the voting of colored people. I hate saying colored people. So Raising Zoe opened up a part of me that's always there, but I sometimes feel like I have to keep it stuffed back because I'm subversive. I like to get in and stir up the shit. I love films that get people's goat. I love directors that take a risk, but in some cases it shouldn't be a risk. There was a big hoopla when Brokeback Mountain came out. Everyone was saying, oh, they're taking such risks. They're taking such risks. And then finally someone said to me one day, what's so risky about it? They're playing two gay men that love each other. When is that going to stop being a risk? So what I loved about Raising Zoe was that it just presented itself as is. It was not trying to change you should you not agree with it. It was not trying to say your opinion is not right. It was not doing any of those things that so many films fall into. And I really just had a great time watching it. It made me thankful that I had a mother and a father who taught me not to judge, a grandmother who I'm convinced if I judged someone, she'd come back from the dead and smack me. And, you know, we're all in this planet. Pardon me for one second. We're all here. We all have hopes, dreams, goals. I'm going to call it black, white, purple, Mexican, green, fat, skinny, rich, poor. It's all just media bullshit. And so I just want to commend these filmmakers and I love this, the fact I've never gotten to partake in a screener from this festival or attend, but I've always wanted it for the show because our show is so into diversity that we don't even think the word diversity. I'm even tired of that word. Everything that happens is just humanity. And I'm not here to try to change your opinion, and I don't expect you to try to change mine. That's the beauty of the country we live in. And I want to thank our friend Jonah, who always gives us great films, whether they're just plain entertaining or they open our eyes or they, you know, give us a lesson. And please, if you can, get out to Outfest LA. And last year, Zoe was the LA Pride's Grand Marshal. And please check this out. Support this film. And again, Outfest Documentary Feature Competition, screening at the Red Cat, Sunday, July 10th, 3 p.m. The website is www.facebook.com/RaisingZoe. That's RaisingZoe/. And again, the movie is raising, like raising someone. So the domain must have been taken. So please know that in the website, it is spelled differently. Outfest tickets, I would go to outfest.org. This is way too long of a website and too confusing. We want to commend the filmmaker and his great documentary storytelling, staying on point, And yeah, there's not much more to say because, you know, I'm going to get emotional and I'm going to make this personal. And I don't want to disrespect the film, the filmmakers, our friend Jonah, or, you know, the process needs to be about the film. So please check it out. And, you know, if you're out there being judgmental or saying you'd never watch something like that, then I really hope that you find some peace in your heart to understand that you want and live the same life that those you judge live. Take care. Aloha. And our most needed thing right now is peace. Whatever you're going to do, make sure and watch a good movie tonight.